Hello there. One of the many assignments undertaken by today's funeral director is conducting the exhumation of a deceased person. In this podcast, David Stevens, manager of operations with Tobin Brothers Funerals and one-time principal registrar with the Coroner's Court of Victoria, explains the reasons for an exhumation and the process involved.
An exhumation is the process by which a deceased person is disinterred or brought from their grave and exhumed to the surface for a variety of reasons, many different reasons for an exhumation, but that's basically what it means.
How frequently do exhumations occur?
At Tobin Brothers, we are asked to carry out exhumation procedures for families at a fairly regular interval. And the reason for this is varied. The main reason that seems to be prevalent at the moment is for families to be able to reinter a deceased into an above-ground mausoleum is a very popular reason in these days. The prevalence of above-ground burial and mausoleums being built at cemeteries has meant that a lot of families, particularly from the European, Italian community perhaps specifically, who have it as part of their cultural belief, that is a more dignified and appropriate place to have their loved one buried. So we're doing many exhumations from graves at cemeteries at Fawkner and Springvale and many other different cemeteries around Melbourne where the families have chosen to, as I say, reinter into a mausoleum. Mausoleum being an above-ground vault or crypt, very dry, and perhaps the building surrounds of a mausoleum is more conducive to visiting than a grave, which is open to the elements, the rain and the mud and everything that can occur. Other reasons can be for families to repatriate a deceased back overseas. So they've come to a point in their life where they feel that the family member, whilst being buried here, has been appropriate for the family in Melbourne. They feel now that perhaps the last of the family members having passed away, they would like to perhaps repatriate mum and dad, for instance, back to Italy to rest in the family grave historically and traditionally back in Italy or their hometown. I've done a number of exhumations from overseas into Victoria. For instance, we've done quite a few of these out of East Timor in recent times, where problems that have occurred in East Timor historically, you know, since the 70s, 80s, 90s and so forth, lots of families settled in Australia and they might have left mum or dad buried back in East Timor. And comes a time now for the other partner who has reached the end of their life and the family want to bury them here in Australia. Australia's their home now and they think, well, we'd like to get mum, repatriate her back here and have her buried with dad.
An exhumation in this country, of course, is subject, isn't it, to approval by the health department.
Yes.
Is this just a formality or is there a specific criterion on which a permission is either approved or rejected virtually?
The coroner has his or her own power to exhume pursuant to the Coroner's Act. But everybody else, as you just correctly pointed out, that we're subject to the provisions of the Cemeteries Act and the provisions of the Cemeteries and Crematoria Unit of the Department of Health. The application is very specific and it talks about a hierarchy of family that can and, in fact, need to agree to an exhumation.
That must cause inter-family difficulties, I would imagine, from time to time.
It certainly can do from time to time. I've had the experience where one family member has been resistant and two or three other family members have been fairly keen to do this. And it's generally, for the reasons as I explained before, it's generally for the reinterment into a mausoleum. That is commonly the reason that family will come to us.
Once applied for, once that application has been made, is it a long-winded process or does it happen pretty quickly?
Generally fairly quickly, so long as it's straightforward, so long as the application is completed correctly. Generally speaking, there's no problems with the cemetery, but sometimes the cemetery might say, well, look, this is going to be a problem. And the problem is that we've got a 60-year-old oak tree growing near or too close to that grave, which is going to cause the reopening of that grave to be a problem. So the cemetery has sought to provide their assessment of that particular requirement. And so long as that's obtained and the death certificate's obtained and then the application is filled out correctly, then from my experience, it's about a week before we get the approval back from the health department. And having received the approval, we've then got, or the family have then got 12 months to act on the licence. The licence is valid for 12 months from the date of issue.
Is it a requirement that a member of the family has to be present at the exhumation?
No, certainly not. And in fact, there is a growing tendency these days for the cemeteries to specifically want to preclude families from being present. Obviously, that can be overridden with a with an indemnity that I know that two of the major cemeteries in Melbourne have developed in recent months, in fact. And that's born out of experience that cemeteries have had where families have been present in previous times and they've perhaps seen something that was distressing. And, you know, the cemeteries are trying to ensure that that doesn't continue.
And of course, I suppose there's a fair degree of morbid curiosity surrounding exhumations. From your point of view, you've been involved in many. It can't really be a terribly pleasant experience, surely.
No, it can be something that is very difficult and very confronting. And indeed, depending on the condition of the coffin, the condition of the grave, some graves are dry, some graves are full of water and clay and mud and so on and so forth. So, yeah, we're dealing with all different scenarios in that regard.
Operations Manager David Stevens, who stresses that the remains of a deceased person exhumed for reinterment are accorded the same level of high care, respect and dignity as they were on the day of the funeral. If you'd like to know more about an exhumation and the costs involved, please call us on 9373 7000. I'm Michael Lynch. Thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you by Tobin Brothers Funerals, Celebrating Lives. ¶¶